Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Just got a report from the chairman of the Antrim County Republican Party. They turned in over 2,800 signatures for the petition drive with the qualified voter files in Antrim County, 23,279. That means they had to turn in 2,328, and they turned in over 2,800. 500, basically, more than they needed. Signatures are not going to be challenged. We are putting it on the ballot to stop the bond funding borrowing to build a $33 million jail in Antrim County. Three of the five county commissioners voted to go forward with the project, taking $8.5 million out of our general fund that we have in reserve right now and borrowing $25 million over a 25-year period of time, having to pay back $17 million in interest with $25 million principal, $42 million plus the $8 million they're taking out of the general fund would be a $50 million total price tag for a new jail here in Antrim County. Well, it's going to be on the ballot soon. And as soon as we defeat that in August, then we will be able to start recalling these three county commissioners starting January of next year. The plan is working, people. We are organized. We're educated. We know what it takes, and we're getting it done. It can happen in your county. It can happen in your community. You just need to know what to do. Period. End of conversation. Greatly appreciate Marv Rubin giving me a phone call during the break, giving me that information. Now, getting back to Lansing, and I didn't even know this, but when they get back from spring break, which is coming up here soon because of Easter, the spring breaks that college students take, basically shutting down Lansing for a spring break because, you know, they've worked so very hard in passing only two major bills so far. There's one package of bills that they are needing to take up immediately as soon as they get back from spring break, according to Speaker Matt Hall. They're going to make it a priority to pass the Public Safety and Violence Protection Prevention, Violence Prevention Trust Fund. What is that? Well, the money actually was allocated in last year's budget, but legislation implementing and creating the program was never passed into law. During the lame duck session, the House passed, and this was last December, lame duck under Speaker Joe Tate, passed House Bills 4065 and 4066. And it was bipartisan. They passed it 88-21. And when the Senate took it up during the nearly 30-hour marathon lame duck session in December. A substitute bill was adopted that prevented its passage. Why? Because it had to go back to the House for a concurrence vote. You see, the process, folks, is if it passes in the House and sent to the Senate has to pass it exactly in the same form and format, the same language that it passed in the House. But if they submit a substitute or an amendment and pass it in the Senate, it has to go back to the House for concurrence. And by then, the House was already out of session. Now, filling in the blanks, the one renegade Democrat in the House, Karen Whitsitt of Detroit, remember her? Dying of COVID, demanded her doctor prescribe ivermectin for because of what Donald Trump said on the TV, and it saved her life. She was hiding out in the Republican minority leader's office, Matt Hall, during the last few days of the lame duck session. When they were passing 90 plus bills in the Senate on December 20th, Karen Whitsitt was refusing to go back into the House chamber. By doing so, prevented the 56 vote required to pass anything in the House, and the lame duck session fell apart. Well, these bills are a priority for Public Safety and Violence Prevention Trust Fund. But due to her absence in protests, prevented the House Democrats from establishing a quorum to vote on any legislation that hadn't passed yet after the House Republicans stopped coming to session to demonstrate their support for fixing the tipped wage law and the paid earned sick time bills. Hall said since Governor Gretchen Whitmer has indicated her support for this fund, he thinks the Democrats should fall in line this time in the Senate and pass it. The Senate Democrats are not in the majority because of anything they did. They're in a majority because Governor Whitmer has said she's indicated support for the Public Safety Trust Fund in the past, and I hope they listen to her. Other items he sees the House taking up after the spring break will include regulatory and licensing reforms and fixing and expanding the standardized state test called MSTEP. Hall said he believes that the MSTEP testing should be given more frequently so teachers can intervene quicker if they see things that are going wrong with their students. Maybe you take a test in the middle of the school year. You take a test at the end. Teachers can then assess their progress throughout the year. If you don't do that, you can't intervene quicker to make changes. In the end, the bottom line is getting better results for the children. Well, during this same press conference, Matt Hall said any taxing on vaping is dead. In his opinion, banning flavors and then taxing vapes that remain, which is a proposal from the Democrats, isn't going to get any money from the state. It's dead wrong. We're not going to do it. So, because the House controls the budget, taxing on vape isn't going to happen. Additionally, taxes on marijuana that has been proposed by the governor, Matt Hall says, are only going to drive more users into the black market. He said the market is flooded with supply, but additional taxes isn't going to stabilize it. Another bad idea? We're not going to pass it in the House. Honestly, Hall said that there's not a lot of great ideas coming from the Democrats right now. So, very, very, very interesting comments from the Speaker, Matt Hall. Yesterday, Donald Trump signed an executive order adding an additional 25% tariff on any automobiles made outside of the United States. If you make your cars, vehicles outside of the United States, you're going to pay a 25% tariff to even bring those automobiles, vehicles into our country. Well, General Motors CEO Mary Barra not showing any commitment to Michigan. Matt Hall accused General Motors of slowly leaving Michigan, and the only reason they're retaining any presence here at all is we must bribe them to stay. Well, that's not happening anymore. General Motors wants to leave our state. Don't let him let the door hit him in the behind on their way out, said Matt Hall. Bottom line, they're taking advantage of our leaders, adding that General Motors is getting direct incentives from the Michigan business tax credits and from the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Fund, only to give the responsibility to creating jobs to a vendor of theirs, LG. Also, he went on to say, new Grand Rapids Mayor David LeGrand is a wacko for even talking about making Grand Rapids a sanctuary city. He said city leaders should be working with the legislators to pass a public safety trust fund bill to secure additional funding of their local police. Couple more statements by Speaker Matt Hall will wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, a couple more statements from his press conference yesterday. Said the Democrats are losing their focus. Also, they're not willing to work with the House Republicans. That's okay. But it's my job to make sure the people of Michigan know what they are doing to our state. I'm willing to meet with the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks. I'm willing to discuss the agenda, legislative agenda, for moving forward after spring break. I think I know what Governor Gretchen Whitmer is willing to sign, and I'm willing to work with the Democrats to get it done. But for the new mayor of Grand Rapids to talk about making Grand Rapids a sanctuary city, I don't expect they're going to do this. I think there's better city leaders in the city council that will not agree with their new mayor. Honestly, LeGrand should be doing for Grand Rapids what Mike Duggan has done for Detroit. Kind of giving a left-handed compliment to Mayor Mike Duggan, who's running for governor in 2026 next year as an independent. Why would Republican Speaker of the House Matt Hall be doing that? Because he wants some moderate Democrats and independents not to be voting for the Democrat governor candidate. He wants them to vote for the independent Mike Duggan. They're never going to vote. They are never going to vote for a Republican governor. Moderate Democrats, kind of left-leaning independents, yeah, that's not going to happen. So what do? You talk up the independent candidate so that they might convince those voters to vote for him and not the Democrat. Bottom line, split the vote. Divide and conquer. Folks, we could end up with a Republican governor who only gets like 46, 47% of the vote. Our governor's race next year could end up being the presidential results of Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Ross Perot's presidential election. When was that, of course? 1992, I believe. Reagan was 80 through 88. George H.W. Bush got elected in 88. Yeah, it was his re-election. It was 92. Ross Perot, the independent, got a huge amount of votes. And Bill Clinton became president, not even winning 50% majority of the popular vote in 1992. Well, this is what I think Matt Hall is kind of starting to tee up for next year's 2026 governor's race. New Grand Rapids Mayor David LeGrand should be working more like Mike Dugan did in Detroit, who's actually working to get things done, quote unquote, said Matt Hall. Oh, folks. This political chess game, I absolutely love it. The only problem, the Democrats don't know how to play chess. And they are completely, completely losing their minds over what Donald Trump and his cabinet members are doing in Washington. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, guess what? He just announced that he's cutting 100,000 jobs in his department, laying people off, restructuring the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C. Oh, man. Democrats are playing whack-a-mole right now. Every time Trump and some of his cabinet members try to do something, pop up, they're going to do this, the Democrats run over there and try to pour water on it. Then they got to run over there and deal with this, and then they got to file lawsuits in this court, and then they got to fight them on this executive order. Then they got to fight them on laying people off. They got to fight them on all the changes they're making in these various agencies and departments. Oh, man, this is so much fun to watch right now. Chess games going on in Lansing and in Washington. Sir, is there any reason to not understand why we're going to the movies tonight? We're going to come home and watch Pegger baseball. I'm going to record it while we're at the movies. And then fast forward through the commercials, try to get the baseball game in before midnight. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But there's a whole lot of stuff lining up, folks, in Lansing for sure. I'm actually starting to like Matt Hall. Never thought I'd say that. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun.